Prepare yourself
for talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth.
Defending our borders.
He stands for justice.
Fighting the American Union.
He stands for what's right.
This is Explosive Talk Radio.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free at 877-590-5525. Now, live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
That's right, we just officially syndicated the broadcast today. Been working on it the last few weeks. This is the second hour. We're here Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. We're going to add some more 1-800 lines. I know those lines have been filled up. As soon as we hang up on one, they fill up. But I'd also like to get local listeners here in Central Texas at 836-0590. Let me just recap some of the news we've been covering, some of the stuff that's coming up in this hour, and we'll go right back to your call, Rick and others that are patiently holding out there. I mentioned a few weeks ago on air that it had been reported by Google and also the Register in England, major newspaper, that they're going to use the microphone and the cameras that come standard on many PCs now to have software already on your computer where they dial in and the computer, via its connection to Google networks, and the government's already doing this, folks. It's just Google's now announcing they're going to do it, will record everything that goes on in your house, what you're listening to on the radio, TV, what you're saying, and use it to then profile you psychologically for marketing. I mean, this is what the Register had to say about it. The idea is to use the existing PC microphone to listen to whatever is heard in the background, be it music, your phone going off, or the TV turned down. The PC then identifies it using fingerprinting and then shows you relevant content, whether that's adverts or search results, or a chat room on the subject reports the Register. This is in real time, and they say, oh, because it's the computer doing it, the AI software, it's okay, it's not a person. Total violation of your privacy. So people said, oh, you know, 1984, where there's cameras in your house and cameras on the streets, it'll never happen. Now it's happening. They report it dryly, and people, the news just reported on it like it was no big deal, and people then buy into it. By the way, about 2 months ago, the Houston police chief called for making people put cameras in their houses in high-crime neighborhoods. In Chicago and in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in the last 2 weeks, I have the articles here today in my stack, came out and said, we're going to make businesses take cameras, and the government's going to be hooked into it. This is Big Brother. Did you know that most of the cameras the feds have put in, dual use, are being used for traffic, but also for surveilling you? They have license plate scanning and reading technology. They have face scanning technology. That's why one-horse towns, at four-way stops. It's a one-horse town, but four-way stops at one-horse towns. I'm now doing Ebonics here on air. That's why there's cameras there. This is a MIT Magazine reported the Pentagon designed it. It is a military control grid under NORTHCOM's control based in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We are in a control prison system. It is a grid of surveillance. All right, I'm gonna go to your calls right now, but I want to get your take on this. I want to get your take on the video that was released last Friday, 9 days ago, of Muhammad Adam, one of the other hijackers. Turns out it was CG fake video. This is admitted. It was aired a year ago in the road to Guantanamo, and the government released this to the filmmakers. It's fake. But they think we're so dumb, a video they've already brought out in a docudrama. They release it again and claim Al-Qaeda released it and terrorize people for a week, saying that Al-Qaeda released this to activate their sleeper cells. And again, you won't now hear about this on the mainstream media. You may see a few reports on it. We've broken this, but it's totally admitted. It's in the Road to Guantanamo documentary from a year ago. Okay, the lines are loaded up here. Let's go to Rick in Belton, Texas. Welcome, sir. Thank you for holding.
Thank you, Alex. Yes. Great show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to tell you that I listen to Rush Limbaugh for 30 minutes every weekday when I'm at lunch, and you're right about the assault on children by these monsters, because on Bill O'Reilly's show, they played a clip on Rush's show where one of the CIA people said that one of the terrorists, one of the top guys, they were waterboarding him, and he lasted longer than anybody. and they finally had him weeping like a schoolgirl because they threatened his children who were captured in the same raid that he was captured in. So we know that what you were talking about is true, even if you don't have a computer and you don't have access to the internet. They're openly putting it on the radio. They captured
children. Hey, but that's what the good guys do. The good guys, by the way, they don't threaten to torture children. The Army's own report says they kill them. They kill the children. They blow their heads off. They torture them to death. They rape them with acid.
We're taking a page from the Orientals, evidently.
Well, anyway, you can go read Tagumbo's report. They take underage people. That's what they call them in the report. And I can't say what else they do with the acid, but it's Jeffrey Dahmer stuff, sir.
May I have a snail mail address for you, please?
Sure. Let me give it to you. And this is not my office, okay? It's a place I've used for years. I cannot give out my actual office. I have a Dropbox in there. If I gave out my office, I'd be besieged. It's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, and I've been using it for almost 13 years. It's my dad's dental office, and you guys go in there and bug him every day, and there's a Dropbox in there. Please don't accost him when you go in there. But, yes, it's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I also have a P.O. box on Infowars.com. I don't have time I've got time for one more call before we go to break here. And then we'll come back and continue with your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Susan in Hollywood, Florida. Susan, you're blasting out worldwide from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. Welcome.
Hi, how are you, Alex?
Good. I'm doing all right, Susan. We got the North Koreans running across the DMZ and machine guns firing and threats of nuclear tests. So I guess, you know, I could be doing better. I bet you could be too, but.
Yes, I'm very worried too. I have been researching a lot of things that you said, and I found a couple of things that I haven't found anywhere else searching the NWO.
Okay, what is that?
Order of Malta. It's some kind of religion that they're using that is connected with the EUC.
The Order of Malta is a Catholic fraternal order. I'm not a Catholic, but I know Catholics. There's people who say that it's the Catholics running everything. I don't believe that. People who say the Jews running everything. I don't believe that. People say the Germans run everything. I don't believe that. Or the Chinese or the Japanese or the Arabs. It's evil people tend to be in power over most major organizations and groups. And Ratzinger, Pope Benedict, has called for a one world government. And a lot of Catholic groups are upset about that, but specifically the Order of Malta, I don't really see them involved in a lot of the machinations of the globalists.
Well, it says that they have the Grand Priory of Bohemia, and there's a lot of, they have a big interconnection.
That's referring to a province outside Czechoslovakia, I believe. When you hear about the same name, Bohemia, that's a region. And then because of a group of artists in Bohemia, then you get the more modern, last 200 years, term Bohemian. So when the people on the West Coast set up kind of a branch of Skull and Bones, it's known as the Bohemian Grove. That's the name of the grove.
So you don't think this religion has nothing to do with it?
Well, I don't believe that the particular order of, is it Yalta or Malta? I just haven't seen that on my radar screen because I don't think it's a religion in and of itself, and I appreciate your call. What it is a fraternal order of Catholics. But yeah, I don't claim to be an expert on that. I can't be an expert on everything. A lot of talk show hosts will say, I know everything about that. I don't know that much about that particular subject. Okay. Doug wants to know what the solutions are to all these problems. We'll go to break and come back to talk to him first. Then Leo in Dallas. War games are going to be starting the 23rd in the Persian Gulf. Global Lightning 07. Will that be used as a cover for the strike on Iran? Very important issue. We'll talk to him. Also, Mike in Rockfield, Maryland. He wants to talk about what's been happening with the Amish up there. We'll be all over the map, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be glad to answer your questions on the other side. We'll get into some of the latest Foley revelations too, I promise. And Police State USA getting arrested for just telling Cheney you think the war is reprehensible. We'll be right back from deep in the heart of Texas from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2234 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At researchedherbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at researchedherbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
You're experiencing Alex Jones, live from deep in the heart of Texas. Call Alex toll-free at 1-877-590-5525.
That's right, and they're going to add more 1-800 lines. I'm really flattered by all the hoops that KLBJ and Emmis have been jumping through to get this show up and syndicated. I appreciate it. Through the Genesis Communications Radio Network, they've done a great job as well. And next week, I'm told we'll have more 1-800 lines. Those have been jammed completely, and then the local lines are all jammed up. I think there's one open now, 836-0590. If you're outside Texas or outside Central Texas, you can put a 512 in front of that, 512-836-0590, pound 590 for singular wireless customers, or toll-free 877-590-KLBJ. Okay, let's go straight back to your calls. Doug in Austin, a little closer to home, he wants to know what we should do about all of these problems. Doug, let fly havoc and release the dogs on me. What should I do? What should you do?
I'm one of those guys that used to just look at you on television and didn't know what the heck to think. And after Bush stuffed the election the first time around, I began to realize maybe something you were saying had some merit. 9/11, all those things really made me start to look. Now I've seen your latest the DVD, the one that you're talking about on the radio, and I'm afraid.
Well, join the club, brother. That's why I'm freaking out here on air. I'm not working on Sunday for nothing. I don't need to. I'm just here because I want to warn people. I cannot stop wanting to warn people. I have this desire. You know, you ask what solutions are. It's still warning the people. It's still because the average police officer is good. The average person in federal service is good. The average American is a good person. We're naive. We don't know history. We don't know that corruption and evil is the norm and that liberty is incredibly rare. People don't know there's almost $4 trillion missing from the Pentagon, even though it was in the Associated Press and UPI. The average person doesn't know that it was in the Houston Chronicle. They have built concentration camps for the American people. The average person doesn't know they're putting cancer viruses in a lot of the vaccines and mercury. The average person doesn't know that they took over 10,000 Nazis of this country after World War II to run almost every federal agency and to actually set up the modern federal government. The average person does. So we still, people say, okay, what's the solution? Get rid of the electronic, no paper ballot voting machines. Seal our borders. Put a fence along the 2,000 miles. Deport anybody that doesn't swear allegiance to this country. Indict the individuals who are involved in stealing the trillions at the Pentagon that nobody wants to talk about. Go after crime. Get involved. Listen, we have 60%, 55% turnouts in national elections, my friend. And then what do we have in local? What is it, 8% in Austin? And that's the national average. It's like 8.6 or something. I forget the, just, it's 8 point something. The point is, go look it up for yourself. That's where the real power is. That's where one person can have an effect. Listen, we've had gun control bills 10 years ago, 5 years ago, about to pass. The Texas legislature that would ban Junior Olympics and not let someone under 18 touch a gun even with their grandfather. That wouldn't let a grandfather give his grandson a 22 like mine did. You know what I did? I marched down to the Capitol and I demonstrated and I protested. We had thousands of people at different rallies and I went in there and happened to catch some bribery going on, and that was front page of the Statesman, and a bunch of people got in trouble, and the House Ethics Committee, they were paying off witnesses to testify. Okay? Every time you get on the field, you're going to make plays. It's just like sports. And so everybody's like, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? You're not taking my Second Amendment. They were 2 votes away from passing transponders in all of the inspection stickers. And one of my, again, listeners and a guy who's been involved in my TV show called me and said, I was reading the new transportation bill. They're going to put a tracker chip in all the inspection stickers. Go to your email, Alex. So, Mr. Kantoff, my good friend. So I went and looked in my email, and sure enough, there was the transponders. We went absolutely ape. People didn't believe us. They went and checked it. It made it in a few papers. We defeated it. Okay? Okay? One phone call to me, the people at Central Texas taking action, we beat it. Federally, we've beaten a lot of legislation. So if you'll just get up off your hind ends and take action, we can beat this thing. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in Cincinnati, Ohio. Then we'll go to Leo, Mike, and others. Dave, thank you for holding. You're on the air worldwide, sir. Go ahead, sir. Okay, Dave, we're going to have to let Dave in Cincinnati, Ohio, go. I sure wanted to hear his question. He was asking, how are they using our webcams? Can they turn them on at will? Let me be specific. Dave, you need to go to Google, the very culprits doing this, and type in our headline. Why? Why type in our headline? Because when you go to my articles, every line or every paragraph, usually every line, is a hyperlink to every claim we make. You'll have the Register. I think there's a link in Reuters in here. You'll have a link, most importantly, to Google, where you can read their big research division and their public findings and their announcements. Google is announcing this, okay? And just type into Google, government industry to use computer microphones to spy on 150 million Americans. By the way, I think Google has a great product. I use them. I plug them. I'm very upset about them doing this. So here it is. Invasive surveillance and advertising obliterates even Minority Report style technology. It's much worse than that. And every claim we make is in there. It's mainstream news. And it talks about how TiVo tracks everything you watch. It talks about how the Scientific Atlantic cable boxes do it with links. It has the register talking about, and so what it does is this. They're saying, how does the NSA work? You know, back 10 years ago, I told you about it. People laughed at me. Oh, the NSA can't listen to you. Oh, they don't have computers that listen to keywords. It'd already been declassified. Okay. Randomly, the computers dial into phones. They scan faxes. The computers can read words, look for keywords. They have optical systems. Everything basically is being sampled. Everything isn't being recorded. Everything's being routinely sampled. And believe me, most of the NSA isn't looking for Allah Akbar, Durka Durka Durka, you know, baloney. It's listening for new patent systems. It's listening for new technologies. It's surveilling U.S. companies, foreign companies, giving it to select defense contractors. It's about creating monopoly, destroying free market, and protecting real terrorist networks that work for elements of our government. And that came out. They really used NSA to protect al-Qaeda on 9/11 and to block FBI investigations. Don't believe me? Go look it up for yourself. And so now Google, with the same technology, and they've teamed up with the government, is going to be using keyword with the microphone built into most new computers, listening to everything you say, your radio, your TV, getting your taste, getting a true psychological algorithm assessment. These are the terms they use of exactly who you are. Okay, you may lie on some psych test and try to fool it, folks, but you can't lie to what you're really doing. This makes cookies in your computer tracking what you do, you know, totally obsolete. So we're going to break here in just a I've got a minute. This new clock, folks, has got me flustered. I got a minute or two, and this is how. But understand, if somebody came to your door and went knock knock knock, this is Billy Bob from Google, and we'd like to pay you to put a microphone in your house to record everything you're saying, with computers analyzing it, putting it in your file to sell it to the government and private industry, we're going to offer you $100 a week, you'd say, get out of here. Unless you're some, you know, freak who likes to, you know, display yourself, an exhibitionist, okay? Now, Nielsen comes to you and says, we want to put a machine on your computer or a machine on your TV and pay you and watch your listening habits. You say, sure. Or, you know, Arbitron says, hey, would you like to fill out this book about what you listen to? You know, things like that. We're not talking about this. We're talking about, without asking you, it's already happening, microphones and cameras that are hooked up to your computer are recording what you're doing with NSA-style systems, okay? Let me just announce it. It's huge. It should be a huge story. The only place it's huge is at PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back from the studios of News Radio 590 KLB.
Due to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
When? Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Agree or disagree? Alex wants to hear from you right now at 877-590-5525. Now, here's Alex Jones.
All right, I love it. It's great to be here. I'm glad you're spending a Sunday afternoon with us. It is so beautiful here in Central Texas. I would imagine it's quite lovely in your part of the world. But these October days, the light starts getting at an angle. It's just, I'm looking out the window here. It's beautiful out there. It's not as beautiful as that music, George Bush's favorite. Again, that's George Bush recorded live from Skull and Bones. This is the president. Yes, sir. We know you're Christian. Oh, is that Jeff Gannon, the male prostitute running by? Excuse me. No, I mean, let's get serious. George Bush does engage in satanic rituals, and you can say that he's just having fun doing it. But I assure you, I've interviewed employees of the Bohemian Grove, people who've infiltrated Skull and Bones. I remember Peter Jennings, before he died, he played a clip. They got a Skull and Bones. They're going, Satan, die, and doing the mock stabbings. He said, they're just having fun. Yeah, but as old men, they go to Bohemian Grove and do all of this, and I've been there and witnessed it. And the president was, of course, in attendance that year. It was later on CNN. I didn't run up to him and say, would you please take the red hood off, sir? You know, I mean, you didn't see the actor do that in the fictitious film Eyes Wide Shut. Tom Cruise didn't, you know, go and say that either. But, ladies and gentlemen, I have been inside the real Eyes Wide Shut, and that's in my film, The Order of Death. By the way, my footage has aired worldwide, even here on national U.S. television. It is real. So when I make that little joke about devil worship, I am deathly serious. Let's go ahead and talk to Leo, then Mike, then John, and many others. John, you stay there, but I'm going to callers in order. I want to hear this about your college classes are teaching that the Patriot Movement is domestic terror. Actually, I have their own training manuals. What you said is absolutely true, but I want to hear it directly from your mouth. Let's talk to Leo in Dallas. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex, what's up?
Doing a national radio show, and I'm very excited.
I'm glad for you. I'm really glad. I've been listening to you about 6 months now, and I feel like I've been missing out all along, but I've caught up pretty quickly, and I feel we have an imminent sense of danger right now through this month. And at this point, we have the Enterprise there in the Arabian Sea. You have the Eisenhower
left the West Coast.
Yeah, right. Right, you have the Eisenhower's left, and then you have Expeditionary Strike Force 5 also going to be there for some ground troops. We've got
they've beefed troops in Iraq from 130,000 to 167,000, and they've moved in more heavy armor there on the western border to repulse any Iranian invasion triggered by a preemptive strike. And generals have openly said, and the Bush doctrine is to use strategic pinpoint nuclear weapons on 200 plus sites.
Man, it you're right on as always. And the main thing is we have this global. This is a STRATCOM drill, and STRATCOM, you know, you have this all comes out of the Office of Special Plans. They brought us our lovely Iraq War, and this is very scary because on the 22nd you have a new moon. That's going to be the prime time.
Yeah, that's perfect because the helicopters and warplanes go in with their infrared, and a moon blocks out a lot of their vision.
You're right on. So you know, and I would look for the possible false flag here in America. And on the 14th,
tell folks what a false flag is.
A false flag attack is an attack such as any attack that happens on where the actual country that's doing the attack is usually the its own country. It's more of a self-inflicted wound, much like 9/11. It's perpetrated to look at a outside threat or some other threat, a made-up threat, a puppet threat, and then to actually, you know, induce fear.
Sure. I mean, a false flag is somebody burning down their own store. Oh, those never happen. That's where cops always look. Real criminologists always look at the person first, okay? Because statistically, that's normally who does it. And boy, with terrorism, it certainly is. Yes, sir, if they don't attack them by late October, they are not going to attack them till next year. Just like they were going to attack in March of 02, but then we got word it was going to be March of 03 and told everybody, and that did indeed happen. We're in very critical times, and just like Stalin took part of Western Europe and Eastern Europe, and then our government took the other half, if we get bogged down in a war with Iran, which will be much more serious, they got 65 million, not 23 million, they've got more sophisticated weapons, they're not Arabs, they're Persians, they will fight. If we get bogged down, the oil prices will double, serious economic problems, bare minimum, and China's openly talking about going into Taiwan, grabbing Taiwan during that. North Korea is talking about attacking the South, escalating us into World War III, which will make the defense contractors a lot of money, and they'll be able to have a domestic police state crackdown here domestically. And you won't mind if you have your pension funds taken if we're at war with the evil enemies, will you? The real target in any war is the U.S. Wars are really waged by governments against their own populations. Did you know that? Again, they may be attacking some foreign country, but the main focus is the domestic homeland. Let's take another call. Let's go ahead and who's up next here? There it is. I want to talk to John in Greensboro, North Carolina. John, welcome. You're going out worldwide. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex, for taking my call. How are you doing today?
Good, sir.
Okay, I just wanted to call and tell you that in a college class taught at my college called Terrorism in America, it specifically makes reference to the Patriot Movement as political terrorists.
Uh-huh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that...
Because we are the most popular on every issue. We're not establishment Democrat or Republican hacks working for the elite. We're against open borders, against the North American Union, against gun control. We're against high taxes and regulation. We're against all the issues. We have Democrats and Republicans loving us because we're just good old-fashioned patriots. It's why we're called patriots. And we were the weirdos 10 years ago who flew American flags. Now we don't fly them because it's been expropriated by the neocons to mean that we support the killing of this country. Sir, have you seen Terror Storm? I have the Texas federally written manual. I have the North Carolina federally written manual. I have the Arizona federally written manual. Then I have the Root federal manual with the FBI's phone numbers where they say people who make references to the Constitution, frequent references, are terrorists. Gun groups are terrorists. Land rights groups activists are terrorists. People who wear Levi's and talk on cellular phones and have women and children are terrorists. You think I'm joking, folks. You can call Homeland Security right here in Austin and ask them for the dirty manual. They'll give you the dirty manual. You can go to Google Video and type in Terror Storm, and you'll get dozens and dozens of your versions of my film that's been uploaded. Watch my film that almost cost me $100,000 to make. It was like 90-something grand. Go watch my film for free and see all the actual manuals. We zoom in on the words that say land rights activist, terrorist, period, terrorist, because the government's the terrorist. It's been hijacked by criminals, and so they say if we even speak out against them, we're terrorists. Tell me what these slugs at your college teach you.
No, I know. I just, I was going to take the course just as a survey.
Just tell me what the slugs say. Tell me the name of the particular school. Tell me the name of the course. Because I bet you can put the, in fact, I didn't have a pen in here. Pull the syllabus. Tell me the school. I bet I can pull the syllabus right now. Tell me.
Sure. It's Guilford College in Greensboro.
Hold on. Guilford, of course they all teach us, by the way, folks. UT teaches it. They have a Homeland Security office there. A&M, massive facility. Guilford College where?
In Greensboro, North Carolina, sir.
Okay, what's the name of this Soviet school? I mean, the Soviet class.
The actual course title is PSCI 365.
Say it slowly. P what?
P S in Sierra, C as in candy, I as in India.
Uh huh.
365.
Okay. And who's the creature that teaches it?
You're gonna love this, Alex. Robert Duncan, PhD. He's a CIA veteran of 2 decades.
Yeah, it always is. They've got them all over the country. I've gotten these syllabuses. It's the same thing. It'll say land rights, environmentalists, all the conservatives, all the liberals, gun rights activists. It's all listed.
Oh yeah. I want to send you the syllabus. That's why I went in, because I knew what this was all about, and I just need to get my hands on.
Well, listen, folks who don't believe me, just type in. FBI, Phoenix, Flyer, Constitutionalist or Terrorist. Type it into Google. You'll get that one. Folks, just go read them. And then, you'll think it's fake. So call the number, FBI. Yes, I have to have a Constitution. I have to believe in it. Yes, well, are you calling? Well, we have this manual here. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Final segment. We enter the vortex. Go the distance with us, my friends. Stay the course. When we get back, I'll tell you about the pervos up in Congress and a lot more. We'll be right back.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
Admit it, the moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof. Get the book. Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the MT to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, the Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective alternative and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones is deep in the heart of Texas, and he wants to talk to you. Toll free, 877-590-5525.
All right, final segment. Well, these 2 hours just explode past. It's 4 to 6 p.m. Coming to you from the historic and beautiful studios of News Radio 590, KOBJ, now syndicated nationwide. All right, we've got a caller disagrees, so Burton in North Austin will go ahead of Mike and others that are holding, but I promised to get to this news, so let me just briefly get to it. Let me just calmly tell you that if you think Foley chasing a bunch of underage pages around drunkenly for years and years, six-term congressman, is folks, that is literally not even one molecule off the type of the iceberg. Prostitutes of every age and configuration are as ubiquitous in Washington as water fountains. Or as napkins in the bathroom. I mean, it's everywhere. It's totally corrupt. It's out of control. And you don't get into these super high positions in most cases, and in the committee chairman positions, unless you're compromised. Whether it be underage men, women, boys, girls, money laundering, payoffs. I mean, it's just constant. And I'm more concerned with the fact that there's pedophilia going on, and that came out in the late 80s. Just type in pedophile scandal White House. You'll get Washington Times, AP. You'll get the big front page headlines. They've all been scanned. They're on the web. We've been covering this for years. You know, underage call boys. We're talking 14, 15 years old by the dozen in the White House. And they stole some of Dolly Madison's, you know, the first lady, some of her silverware. I mean, it was a huge scandal. So just go read it, and it's such a rat hole. Once you go down this rat hole, I'm not even going to talk about it on air. I want you to go read it all for yourself. Because Jeff Gannon, the gay madams and the porn stars, well, that was 2 years ago. I mean, I've been to Bohemian Grove. It was in mainstream news in the 80s. It was in the news last year. They bust in the top porn stars to service them. This is Christian conservative Republicans at Bohemian Grove, ladies and gentlemen. And, I mean, it's just... This stuff is so bad that it's hard to even be able to deal with. And it's just the truth. I mean, listen, I can't get away with what I'm doing if I wasn't telling the truth. I got sources for everything I say in triplicate. And then there's this, and we'll go to some final calls. Man arrested for criticizing Cheney files lawsuit. I told you about this. I interviewed him. He walked by, and he simply said, with his 8-year-old son, he said, I think The war is reprehensible from about 5 feet away. This is all admitted. The Secret Service demanded he be charged with assault, calling it verbal assault, and finally it got dropped. Here's one. These are all over the country. The latest is October 3rd. Lafayette student arrested for allegedly bringing gun to school. Then you read it says it was a plastic toy gun, and he was charged with terrorism for the crime of terrorizing. He didn't point at anybody. He had the toy gun showing it to friends. Plastic gun to help you buy at any, you know, Walgreens or wherever, a little plastic gun. And that's it, folks. He's a terrorist. Everything is terrorism. And then I'm not going to spend long on this. I'm not into potty humor. This is the Ananova headline. The BBC said the same thing. Police hunt farting dissident. And it says that police in Poland have launched a nationwide hunt for a man who passed gas loudly when asked what he thought of the president. And it says Hubert Hoffman, 45, was charged with contempt for the office of the head of the state. See, we don't want that to happen here now. And under the new bill they passed a week and a half ago, they can do this. He said he complained that President Leech Kaczynski and his twin brother, the country is returning to a communist-style dictatorship. It said he was at a routine checkpoint. See, that's like we have here now, freedom. And he didn't show up for courts. There's a nationwide manhunt for treason. We don't want to turn into that. Let's go to Burton in North Austin. He says he disagrees. You are a chicken little. The sky is not falling, he says. I never said the sky was falling, sir. I covered real news. What have I said that isn't true? Is Google not announcing they're going to listen to you over microphones without telling you at your house? Did North Korea send troops across? Are they talking about going into Iran? Are we losing our freedoms? You know, what am I saying that isn't true? Go ahead, sir. You're on the air, Burton. Okay, there you go.
My man, get the buttons right. You got a real thing going.
No, I went to the buttons. Go ahead. That's a nice little trick. Go ahead.
All right. Hey, you know, you do sound like Chicken Little a lot of the time.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll just stick my head in the sand. I guess the Founding Fathers did, too, saying we were losing our liberties and our freedoms. You think cameras going up in your neighborhoods are freedom?
Hey, I'm not looking for cameras going up my neighborhood, but I'm not looking for a lot of false things. I'm not looking for a lot of
beef. Oh, it's false. Cameras aren't going up. I see. Okay.
Man, you keep talking and talking.
Come on, let me hear some facts, okay? Let me hear some facts. What have I said that isn't true?
What have you said that isn't true?
Yeah, let's hear it, buddy.
I haven't picked out anything you said that wasn't true.
Well, then you're calling in to disagree with me because I'm telling you we're losing our liberties and our freedom. Did you know the North American Union, the end of this country, and under that system we won't have due process or private property, did you know we're losing our country right now? It's officially been signed. They're already having secret trilateral meetings with the heads of state.
All I called in to say was you're screaming like Chicken Little, man. The sky has fallen. The sky has fallen. You don't seem to be able to accept the constructive criticism. Either.
No, I am ready to get it. I want to hear what I'm saying. Chicken Little was wrong. The sky wasn't falling. Okay, number one, I'm not saying the sky is falling. Number two, I'm not saying things that are false. You tell me what I'm saying that isn't true.
No, you just sound like Matt Drudge who rages on and on and on.
Oh, give me a break.
Point across because he's so angry and PO'd that nobody gets his point.
But you're listening. Oh, yeah. He's just on all over the country. Nobody gets his point.
My man, I listen to every radio station all the time.
I'm glad you're listening to, I guess you're listening to 590 here in Austin?
Oh, you got it, man.
Well, listen,
if you listen to 590 here in Austin, you'd know who I am.
Well, my gosh, sir, I have to learn how powerful you are.
There you go. Ask Jeff.
Yeah, I'm kind of busy, my friend, but I do listen to News Radio 590. But you are very illustrious, and next time you call in, we will kneel before you and say, Burton is calling. In fact, we can get some trumpets. And maybe we can have someone herald you. Ladies and gentlemen, what's his name again? Brett? Huh? Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Lord Burton of Grimshalshire, Archduke of Crimberry, the defender of the crown, guarder of the sacred tooth fairy, and leader of the Snoopies. All right, hey, nice try. None of you neocons can call in and tell me Bush hasn't, I kept saying doubled, it was pointed out it's now been tripled. Triple the funding of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. I know, gun control's conservative, just shut up. Go ahead and try to call me next week. If you don't, you're afraid. I'm just having fun here, folks. I'm telling the truth, and I'm knocking them dead. Mike in Rockfield, Maryland, you're on the air, sir.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks to you, VLJ, LBJ, for having you on the air. I really appreciate it.
We kneel before him.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, who were thought insulting the president of Poland would cause such a big stink?
Firing cannons. Ha-ha! Good pun. Double pun.
Okay. You know, listen, before I ask the question, I'm going to plug our 9/11 Truth Movement here in the D.C. area.
Yes, sir. Do it.
www.dc911.org. We showed your film Terror Storm at the Luna Cafe, DuPont Circle in D.C. You had about 50, 60 people there. So we're a great
Well
group.
Done.
Huh?
Well done, Lord Vader.
Okay, and we're trying to spread the word. And, you know, I want to encourage people to come out of the shadows.
Good.
Don't be afraid. And so it's really great, to, you know, it's liberating to tell the truth. Like on the subway, I wore my 9/11 Truth Movement T-shirt and had people asking me questions, you know.
Yeah, well, Terror Storm made it back into the top 100 Google videos. That is, of all videos, they deleted our ratings again. We're back in the top 100 again. Even cheating me, we've gotten 4 million views, and we're not going to stop. So, Terror Storm, tell everybody about it, and thank you for showing Terror Storm up there. I salute you. What do you think of all the things that are happening? Why is North Korea, with that psycho running and asking for it, coming across the DMZ today and threatening to test nukes?
I don't know, you know, there are several ways this could play out, you know, the globalist agenda, you know, they have probably several irons in the fire. It's extremely difficult to second guess them, you know.
I agree with you, and I appreciate your call. You keep it up. And let me just say something to the caller earlier, his lordship that called in. You know, I'm Chicken Little. Hey, man, Google has announced, and a bunch of other companies are admitted they're doing it, to use the microphone standard on most PCs and digital cable boxes, they've announced, by the way, that to listen to the audio and record with computer programs everything you're doing. If you listen, it's normal to freak out over the fact that microphones in your house are going to be used to listen to you. If you came home today and pulled a book out of the bookshelf and there was a microphone there, and you pulled it out, there was a wire, and it went to a transmitter. You'd go, good Lord, honey, look at this, a microphone, I'm calling the police. Oh. But I get up here on the air and go, hey, I got links to mainstream news that are listening to you right now. That guy's a Chicken Little. He's freaking out. Hey, I have all these major foreign papers, Mexican papers and U.S. papers, saying the North American Union has been set up. They're getting rid of our sovereignty. Texas business owners have been given North American business codes. Hey, listen, it's going to affect your... Shut up, you commie. Yeah, you shut up. I turned my guns in. Turn your guns in, you liberal. Prove you're a conservative. Turn them all in. I like it. I like open borders. Liberal. I like Bush. We're out of time. Got a little fired up there at the end. God bless you. See you back next week. Tell all your friends. More stations signing on. Syndication. I love it. God bless you.
Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.